Hello, 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 students and parents alike. How are you guys today? This is Shia Thousand, the Scholarship Whiz, and today I'm coming to you from New York City. Wanted to do a little location adventure and get into New York and see some things, see some sights, and didn't want to miss out on chatting with you guys while I was here. So today's podcast is actually going to be about how do you pick a college major? And I know that a lot of students think about this, and everybody thinks they know what they want to be until they actually start taking the classes and doing it, and then they realize they really don't want to do it. So I'm going to go over a few points to consider when picking a college major. And I think a big indicator is where we are as a society and as a world. What things are the key things right now? So something to consider when picking a college major is what industries are constantly growing and what fields are constantly adding jobs. So not just does the industry get bigger, but the fields, the market for jobs in those industries continue to get bigger as well. So something to consider is technology. Technology is moving so fast and constantly advancing. It's something to consider when you're looking for a college major and you maybe don't know what to study. Study anything in regards to tech, or at least look into anything in regards to the tech industry, seeing as how that's an industry that's constantly growing and there's no ending to that right now. As we continue to evolve as people and want things to be more immediate, people have figured out ways to create apps, to create phones, to create everything that we need at the tip of our fingers so that sometimes we could be even more lazy than we were previously. So now we have talking remotes where you speak to your remote changes the channel. You can talk to your watch and you can dial things and send text messages from your watch without even touching your phone. So all of these things are things to consider when looking at picking a major. You want to look and see what industries are constantly growing, and if they're growing, how are they adding jobs to those industries or markets? So something to consider there. Also, when picking a major, you want to make sure that you do so after careful consideration. So I always tell students to look into some form of internships in high school and even your first year in college. If you can do an internship your first year in college and be undeclared, so you do one internship in the fall, one internship during winter, and one internship during spring, that would really kind of help round it out. And you can get an internship in your top three areas or fields of study that you think you'd want to go into. And once you do it, sometimes you realize, I don't really like it. That's not what I want to do with my life. So then you can just check that off your list, been there, done that, and move on to the next one. But that at least gives you an opportunity to have done some internships during high school and your first year in college so that you are declaring a major by your second year in college. You don't want to always go into it just knowing right off the bat, because sometimes people who know right off the bat, they wind up changing their major like three times because they thought that's what they wanted and realized they didn't. So unless you are 100% sure that you want to do something like be a doctor, then you definitely want to declare pre-med early so that you can start working on getting into your courses and field of study as soon as possible once you knock out all your core curriculum classes. So I definitely think it's a good idea to get as many internships as possible. It's a great way to build your resume. But it also allows you to see if you even like what it is you thought you were interested in. The only way I would not say to do that is if it's something around law or medicine that requires you kind of declare a little bit earlier so that they can put you in a specific group. There might be advantages to declaring a little bit earlier depending on the field of study and industry. So once you speak to the school about what it is it looks like to be undeclared and a declared a major, then you can determine how it is you want to move forward with your major of choice. So that is the second point. I think a third point, and I put this in the middle because I think it's really important and it's always good to have balance, that you need to have passion for whatever you're declaring as your major. You need to be passionate about it. Don't do it just because your parents said to do it. Don't do it like as some form of like pseudo backup to whatever you're really passionate about. Like, if you're passionate about it, you're going to succeed at it. But if you're really not passionate about it, then it doesn't make sense to spend 4 years or 5 years. The average college student takes 5 years to graduate. You're spending 5 years, a lot of money. My plan is to help you get there debt-free. However, that's still money being spent on an education. So you don't want to waste the scholarship money that you'll be getting if you get on my plan. I mean, you don't want to waste your parents' money if you don't get on my plan and you decide that your parents are going to just pay for it. So it's really important that you make a point to go after something you're passionate about. And the way that you are able to explore and find your passions, you can join clubs again in high school. You can join clubs in college. But I recommend highly doing all of these things during your first year. I think during your first year, it's understood that you may not know and you want to explore. So no one's going to think any differently of you. No one's going to look at you like you're crazy. And no one's going to try and talk you into something you don't want. If you say, hey, you know what? I don't have a major now because I'm exploring my options and I really want to see what's out there that I'm passionate about and that I'm going to give my all and be successful at once I graduate. I think everyone will know to, hey, respect that and leave you alone, and then they'll follow up with you in a year or so. But once you are able to explore these different avenues and find out what really gets your fire going, like from your gut, you'll be able to pick the best major because you're not going to slack in those classes. You're always going to make sure your work is done. You'll be happy to do any and everything, and it's never going to really feel like work. I know it's a cliche, and you always hear people say it, like, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life, but it's so very true. If you're doing what you love, it will never feel like work. You'll constantly be pouring into whatever that thing is. And a really good book to read is The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And it speaks to the fact that 10,000 hours makes you like an expert at anything. So if you're passionate about anything, if you imagine that all your class hours are dedicated to that specific thing that you're passionate about, you will easily hit your 10,000 hours at the end of your 4 years, which will then in turn make you an expert. So you will be an expert in this field of passion of yours, whatever it may be. Even if it's set designs, if it's acting, if it's business, if it's fashion merchandising, I have a degree in fashion merchandising, and people are always like, well, what is that? It can be anything I kind of want it to be because it's a business degree in fashion. I just knew that me personally, business kind of bored me. So if you attached it to something that I really liked, then I paid attention and I didn't slack. And I really like fashion, so I attached it to fashion and was able to graduate with a B+ average, and I graduated on time, but it took me some time to get to that point only because I didn't do the things I'm telling you guys to do now. I didn't wait. I didn't try to explore. I did that after the fact. So I spent a good 7 years not doing anything and not exploring anything, and then went back to school and I took classes for an entire year, just random classes to figure out what it is that I liked and I loved. And then I went after that thing. And then I was able to set myself up because once you know what you like and what you love and you want to pursue as a major and you're passionate about it, you'll be able to like literally figure out everything that you want out of your life, and you'll be able to see it because you'll be able to see how you add to that marketplace, how you add to that field, how you just add to any company. So when you're speaking to people on interviews, you'll be able to speak to that passion and they'll see that energy in you and they'll be like, that's somebody I want on my team. So that's just the third thing. I think the next thing is know what your school's expertise is too, because sometimes people pick a major that their school is really not the best in. So when you are picking a major, you want to make sure that your school actually is the school, the best school for that program. And even if it's not the best school, you want to make sure that it's as close to the best school as possible, because it would be horrible to know that you paid all this money for a degree and you got a subpar education because you did not do your own research. So it's really about doing the research on the back end and finding out, hey, what does my school stand for? What are they known for? I always tell people a really good tool to use is USA has a breakdown of, sorry, U.S. Today has a breakdown of U.S. news of what it is college majors, which school is best at what major. And I really tell people to use that. They break it down so far to tell you what the graduation rate for that school is. They break it down to again tell you not just the graduation rate, but what the average starting salary is for anyone graduating from that school in that major. So you need to do your due diligence. It's not enough to just open up one of the college catalogs and put your finger on something and go, hey, I'm going to major in that. This is not a random thing. It's great that you have a four-year degree, but a lot of people go into debt, specifically in college, because they were not serious about what it is that they chose for a major. So they changed their major multiple times, and it took them 6 to 7 years to get a four-year degree. So if you can avoid that on the front end, better off. Don't go there and change your major 10 times. If anything, stick with your major that you're passionate about, and then make your minor something that you may be really excited about, but maybe not as passionate about. So that either way, you're always giving your all to your classes, and you're not slacking in anything that you offer your teachers, offer yourself, or offer any of your volunteering efforts or your internships. And internships, at the end of the day, is all volunteering. You're volunteering to gain the experience. So most internships are not paid. Please know that. But putting them on your resume and showing that you have the experience before you are in your chosen field of study speaks really well to the commitment that on your part, saying that I'm committed to this and I want to learn as much as I possibly can about this. So please make sure that you really think about these 4 points that I've given you guys so that you can say, okay, I'm going to pick this major and here's why. And then set a vision for yourself and see and put yourself in a position to think 5 years out where you can be with this major and what it is that you want to see for yourself. Write it down, make it plain, and then hold yourself to it and have enough self-discipline to actually finish what you start and get it done. So that is today's podcast on how to pick a college major. Hopefully that helped you guys. And if you have any questions, definitely go online and visit thescholarshipwiz.com. You can drop me a line there. Again, this is Shia Thousand, the Scholarship Wiz. And next week I'll be talking about FAFSA changes and what that's going to look like for you guys moving forward. The deadline, the new opening is October 1st. Versus January 1st. So definitely join me next week as we talk about the new FAFSA changes and what they'll look like for you. I'm also going to put up a class online to walk you through these things as well. So it won't just be a podcast this time. It'll actually be a class online. Still debating if I'm going to do Teachable or Udemy, but Udemy, either way, it'll be online for you guys to actually join and it'll be a free class. So I hope to hear from you. Again, this is Shia Thousand, Scholarship Wiz. You guys have a wonderful day.